Lincoln County, Missouri is a rural community of 60,000 people spread over 640 square miles on the state's eastern edge. County residents have long struggled with substance use disorder, chronic health conditions, and low access to health care. And in 2019, the Lincoln County Ambulance District, or LCAD, started training their first community paramedics to address these issues. 5 years later, LCAD's Mobile Integrated Health Service, or MIH service, is an inspiring example of growth. With 7 community paramedics, several certified community health workers and peer support specialists, and 2 programs, soon to become 3, focusing on specific community issues. In the beginning, however, it was difficult simply to find a direction. Their first idea, focusing on high utilizers, wound up spreading their fledgling service too thin. As community paramedic Vaughn Butler explains, "It's easy to identify the high utilizers. It's kind of a blaring need that services can see and say, here's a great starting point. The trick to that is high utilizers can sit in any demographic or any need. You can get into the weeds fast with it." Looking to tighten their focus, LCAD connected with rural MIH grant writers, and grant funding became a key part of their service. As paramedic Sarah Zarnicki explains, "With grants, you have to meet certain criteria. You have to concentrate on certain populations." While the limited scope can be frustrating, Zarnicki takes comfort in knowing that the grant is guided by the county's community needs assessment. She says, "If we didn't have a need in our county or in our area, would we receive funding? No. I see it as a win-win." LCAD's first grant focused on substance use disorder. Chief Administrator Raymond Antonacci, in partnership with Lincoln County Sheriff Rick Harrell, used that grant to build a program to eliminate overdose deaths and provide medication-assisted treatment for jail inmates suffering from opioid withdrawal. The debilitating symptoms of withdrawal become intolerable when suffered in a crowded cell, so Antonacci and his team administer buprenorphine to ease their patients' suffering. But they also work to build rapport, meeting with their patients to encourage further treatment and helping them plan for after their release. Antonacci recalls one memorable case, saying, "We've seen incredible results. The first day I saw this patient, he couldn't hold a conversation or anything, mumbling his words, incoherent. By day 3 or so, this person was holding a conversation like we are right now. And now we start having conversations with him about seeing a peer support specialist or seeing a counselor. Now he's making decisions." LCAD has also built a grant-based program focused on chronic health conditions, which has seen marvelous results helping patients receive urgently needed care, despite barriers like lack of transport or insurance. In one case, they helped a patient receive critical care, at no cost, in just 16 hours. Community paramedic Butler credits this success to their tenacity in making connections, saying, "If you don't know a guy, you're going to know someone who does, and that's going to expand. While it might take a lot of legwork for a second or even third time, when you do that 4th, 5th, or 6th time, you've built a strong connection and found a resource you can draw upon." Networking is the integrated part of mobile integrated healthcare. Find those really tenacious employees at your service, the people who like to wear multiple hats, the people who are always asking why, the people who have that drive, and let them go get the answers to your questions. Making those phone calls, going to conferences, drawing from other people's experiences, you're going to build a network. To support their MIH service's growing need for care coordination, record keeping, and grant reporting, LCAD purchased the Health Call platform in late May 2024. In approximately 4 weeks, they were using Health Call's automated clinical opioid withdrawal scale to record their work with substance use disorder. And thanks to HealthCall's large library of smart chart assessments, soon after that, they were using the service to record interventions, vitals, and even time tracking reports. LCAD has also added their patients' previous encounters to the system so that HealthCall's decision support tools can make that information easily available. And when a grant organization asks for a report, LCAD has HealthCall's built-in, customizable report generator on hand to provide the documents they need. Paramedic Zarnicki remarks, "Other groups are trying to do what we're doing with seeing patients, but everything is on paper, and then they have to report data to these grants and build a spreadsheet. I don't know how anybody does it that way." LCAD's team is also excited to accelerate their care coordination using the HealthCall Care Network. Anyone LCAD connects with, be it a medical specialist, a local hospice, or a corrections nurse, can be added to their care network, allowing them to securely share patient data. Each care network member has customized permissions that allow them to view, or even add, notes, documents, medications, assessments, and more. LCAD can coordinate with their care network by assigning tasks in the Health Call Task Manager, with real-time notifications sent when a task is assigned, and detachable smart chart assessments for collecting standardized feedback. When a paramedic needs to coordinate care in real time, Health Call's built-in video conferencing makes it seamless to get the patient and their care team talking face-to-face, without requiring anyone to download an app. Paramedic Zarnicki recounts how Health Call's features came in particularly handy when helping a patient with extreme mobility issues, saying, "She can't get up without assistance, she can't care for herself, she's completely dependent, but we've been able to organize her goals and share her information with her care team, our community health worker Glenda, who goes in there and documents as well. Every time Glenda goes over to see her, she'll get into Health Call and say, 'This is great, I can see everything that we've done.'" Paramedic Zarnicki also recounts how the patient has frequently called 911, and paramedics have been able to start a video conference with members of her care team on the spot. She says, "We couldn't do it by ourselves. Glenda couldn't do it by herself. The pulmonologist couldn't do it by himself. But with Health Call, we can be right there with her in the room." Health Call has been instrumental with coordinating everything in one spot all together. Lincoln County Ambulance District's MIH service has grown tremendously. But even so, this is just the beginning. The very day that Health Call spoke with them for this article, they received a grant to build a third program, this one focusing on maternal health and training. They hope to start a fourth program as well, focusing on special needs patients. And as they gain resources and expertise, they're hoping to work with a wider variety of high utilizers. And to that end, they're pursuing permanent, grant-independent funding by partnering with local hospitals and hospices. Health Call is privileged to support them in their work, and excited for what the future will bring.